Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The surviving passenger of a fatal crash told investigators that the pilot had purposely stopped one of two engines just before the plane crashed near Haines. The National Transportation Safety Board just released their preliminary report on the May 27th crash of the twin-engine Piper PA-30 that killed the pilot David Cunad and Stanley Kwok Nguyen of California. NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says an investigator interviewed the surviving passenger, Chan Valentine of Juneau, who said Cunad intentionally shut down the right engine to demonstrate an in-flight restart, but it didn't work.
It's my understanding that they tried to restart it using the battery power, but they were unable to restart the right engine using battery. They then tried to air start it, which means at that point what they did is they climbed to an altitude and dove the airplane to try and get the airspeed up to be able to windmill the prop. Unfortunately, that did not work as well.
According to the preliminary report, Cunad made multiple attempts to restart the engine. They all failed. Cunad decided to land at the Glacier Point gravel airstrip, but crashed after making a pass over the airstrip. The NTSB will do an in-depth interview with Valentine once his health is better. Johnson says a final report that includes a probable cause will be released in 9 months to a year. Governor Bill Walker told lawmakers opposed to his compromise proposal to resolve the state's budget crisis that they should produce their own compromise ideas. Walker supports a Senate proposal to draw money from the permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. He also backs the Senate plan to cut permanent fund dividends to $1,000. But Walker endorses the House plans for the budget. He also supports a so-called head tax that would require workers in Alaska to pay one of five tax amounts based on their incomes. A state government shutdown will begin July 1st if lawmakers do not reach a compromise, and Walker says the effect will be widespread.
Registration of cars, selling houses, marriage certificate, death certificates, I mean, all sorts of things that we take for granted. I mean, I think we don't realize sometimes all we take for granted until suddenly we look at those services not going to be available. Commercial fishing would be significantly impacted, no question about that.
Administration officials say details of a potential shutdown will be available later on this week. And Tesoro Corporation will change its name to Andeavor after acquiring the oil refiner and marketer Western Refining in a $4.1 billion deal. The deal closed Thursday will double Tesoro's nationwide workforce to 13,000 employees. The change will not affect the 225 employees at the Nikiski Refinery. Andeavor will have 10 refineries located in 8 states. Following the multi-billion dollar acquisition, Andeavor also owned more than 3,000 gas stations and convenience stores nationwide. The name change will go into effect August 1st. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.